We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Tainis, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Chav Gimel. Mitzvah Shem, it looks like this will probably be the final Shir of this chapter of Hilchos Tainis. Ki be'emes be'inyan hamtokas hadinim hamavoyer shom, she'tzrichin lahamtik hakoil al yedei haseichel hakoilel ho'elyoim, yesh boze kamo bechinois. Rav Nosson Zal says, regarding this concept of hamtokas hadinim, sweetening the harsh judgments of Hashem, the decrees of Hashem, which is explained in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says there that in order to accomplish that, you have to go up to the seichel hakoleil ho'elyoin, to the highest levels of seichel, in order to draw a light from there, with which to be able to be mamtik dinim, to be able to overcome, to nullify the decrees of Hashem, and to turn the midas hadin, the judgment of Hashem, into kindness. Rav Nosson Zal says, yesh bo ze kamo bechinois. There are many different aspects to this. It's not so simple. V'haklal, sheyenikas hadinim humei haseichel. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain to us, to a degree, how this works. The midas hadin draws from seichel, v'shom hamtokosam ubitulam, and therefore, when we want to be mamtik din, we have to go to its source, which is this seichel, and if we're able to tap into there, from there we're able to draw a hamtoka, a sweetening for the din, and to be able to eliminate the din. Ki kulhu b'machshava isbariru. This is now a famous quote from the Zohar HaKadosh. Kulam, all of them, all aspects of Midas Hadin are nizbarer, are sorted out and corrected in Machshava. Ukefi Hadin, kein tzrichin lahamshich haseichel lahamtikoi. And depending on exactly what type of din we're dealing with, based on that, we have to draw a corresponding seichel to be mamtik that din. V'ikar koyach haseichel hamtikoi, hu al yedei shezeh haseichel mekabel koyach me'aseichel ho'elyon hakoyel kanal. And what gives this particular level of seichel the ability to be mamtik the din is the fact that this seichel draws from a higher seichel, a seichel ho'elyon hakoyel. And a tzaddik, or a person who doesn't have the ability to go up that high to the seichel hakoilel, yochel chas v'sholom lehizgaber hadin yoiser kishoisek lahamtikoi. Then when such an individual is battling the din, when he's trying to do battle against the midas hadin, and he's trying to defeat it, he's trying to weaken, to nullify the din, to sweeten the din, if he's not able to reach up to a very high level of seichel hakoilel, what happens is, not only will he not win against the din, but what could happen is that the din could get stronger through his trying to defeat the din and not being able to be successful at it. The midas hadin could get even stronger. Because when the particular level of seichel that the person is using to try to be mamtik the din, when that seichel isn't strong enough to accomplish that, azay hadinim yoinkim chas v'shalom biyoiser mizeh haseichel sherotze lo'er al hamshech b'shvel hamtoko. Then what happens is, the Midas Hadin gets strength, it draws strength from this seichel that you attempted unsuccessfully to use to be mamtikit. Vazai yecholim hadinim chas v'shalom mezgabra b'yoyser, and then the din can get even stronger, al yedei sha'ato yoinkim b'yoyser mizeh seichel, through the fact that now they're drawing even more strength from this seichel, this weapon that you were trying to use to be mamtik then, because the weapon wasn't strong enough, the midas hadin grabs the weapon in a sense, and now it has even more strength. The din is even stronger. V'alkein tzorech lihiyos ish chayil. Therefore, a person who wants to get involved in this has to be a strong soldier, powerful. Sheyeh lo koyach lalois l'seichel elyon, to have the ability to go up to a very high level of seichel, shehu seichel hakoylel, a level of seichel that's all-encompassing, that encompasses many aspects of seichel, sheshom ein koyach ladinim lalois lirak misham, whereby that's so high a level that the midas hadin can't go up there, can't climb up there to be able to draw energy from there. And if a person can go up to that high level of seichel and draw energy from there, and that's a place where the din can't climb up there, then he can succeed in being mamtik the din. Aval, however, lifa'omim, at times, yesh, it's possible, shehadinim mizgabrim bekoyach godol kol kach, that the midas hadin becomes so strong and so powerful, at sheyesh lohem koyach lalois gam l'seichel hagavoya, to the point where they're able to climb up, 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 all the way to a very high level of seichel, shehu bechinas seichel hakoylel, to a level of seichel that's called seichel hakoylel even, velinoik misham gamken chas v'shom, and be able to draw energy, to draw power from there even. Vazai hu eis tzora gedoylo chas v'shom. And when that happens, when the midas hadin climbs up and it's able to draw energy from seichel hakoylel, we're in big trouble. Vazai tzrichin tzadik godoyl v'noira ma'oid. And then you have to have a tzadik who is very, very great, awesome, sheyuchal lalois l'seichel hagavoya oid yoyser v'yoyser, who can go up to an even higher level of seichel than that, lahamshich hamtoka misham, to be able to draw a hamtoka, a sweetening of the din, from that very, very high place. Ki yesh seichel v'chochma gavoya me'al gavoya, gavoya me'al gavoya, because there are levels of seichel that are higher and still higher and still higher. This continues. Just like when we talk about the different worlds, there's a chachma of Asiya, there's a chachma of Yetzira, there's a chachma of Bria, there's a chachma of Atzilus. On every single level, within every single cycle, there's a chachma, there's a seichel of that cycle. Ki afilu seichel ho elyoin hakoylel, hu bechinas seichel haproti, keneged haseichel hagavoya oid yoyser v'yoyser. Because even when we use this term that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Likutei Moharan, seichel ho elyoin hakoylel, a high level of seichel, which is a composite of a lot, even that is considered a seichel haprati. It's considered like a specific detail aspect of seichel, compared to the level of seichel that's higher than it. V'ze bechinas kol toikif hanes shel Purim. And with this, we'll be able to understand the incredible powerfulness of the miracle of Purim. Ki homon amolek yemach shemoy yoinek mitoikif kol hadinim. Because homon amolek is so powerful a klipa that he has the power to draw energy from all types of din. He represents all facets of din put together, rolled up in one. V'yesh loy koyach lalois ulehizgaber afilu keneged haseichel ho'elyoin. And he has the power to go up and to do battle even against seichel ho'elyoin. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, reishis goyim amolek. The roish of all goyim is amolek. So we see that Amalek is called Roish, She'oile ad ha-Roish. This is telling us that Amalek has the power to reach up to that Seichel Ho'elyon, to the Roish. Kihu mizera Esav, because Haman, Amalek, is from the descendants of Esav, She'nikra Rishon, whom the Torah calls Rishon. K'may she'kosu vayetze ha-Rishon admoini. The first child came out from Rivka, and he was red. Shetoikif admimius shaloi, his super redness, shehu bechinas sige hadinim, which represents the midas hadin, Yoinkim Mibechinas Roish Vorishoin draws from the level called Roish, Reishis Goyim Amalek, Vayetze Horishoin Admoini. The Torah is teaching us that you want to know where this klipa is plugged into? It's plugged into the highest levels. It draws from the Roish, from the top. Vialkein Hipil Pur Hu HaGoyrol, and this is why Haman made this special lottery, this Goyrol. Ki Rotzo Lifgoyim Bebechinas Kodesh Kodoshim Shehu HaSeichel Hu Elyoin Shehi Efsher Lichnois L'Shem Kima Yidei HaGoyrol Shel HaBeis HaMikdosh Shenosan Al Shnei Asirim Goyrolois. Because Haman, by Haman making this lottery, he showed what he was trying to plug into. He was trying to plug into another lottery, the lottery that takes place on the 10th day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, which is the Keser, the crown. On Yom Kippur, we say Keser even in Shachris. At Mincha, we say Keser. In Shachris, we don't, but in Musaf and in Mincha, we say Keser. And Yom Kippur is the only day that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the 10th level of Kedusha, the highest level of Kedusha, which is again the Keser, because Haman wanted to be Poigim in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, which is the Seichel Elyon, which you can't, the only way to enter into there is through Goyrol, the Goyrol that was done in the Beis HaMikdosh, which the Kohen Gadol made on the two goats, Goyrol Echod Lashem, Goyrol Echod Lazozel, and the Goyrol Echod Lashem, the blood of that Soer Lashem, that's what was taken to the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Ki HaGoyrol Degdusha Hu Bechinas Tikun Hoetza. Because this concept of drawing lots in order to figure out what to do, which side to take, when a person is undecided about a certain situation, and a person says, well, flip a coin, heads this, tails this, you know, we'll draw lots, if I win, I get it, if you win, you get it. That's the concept of Tikun Hoetza. That's the concept of trying to resolve a decision. Because sometimes the sins are so many and so powerful that it blocks a person from being able to know what to do. It puts a darkness over a person. It clouds his thinking, making it impossible for the person to have clarity, to know right from wrong, good from bad, to know what decision to make. Ki atzosoi chaluka moid, because his decision is very divided. Ukomei shetzoak, and as David HaMelech cries out in Tehillim, ad ono oshis eitzois benafshi, how long am I going to struggle to determine the eitzo for my nefesh? Avol zehu biatzmoi ikar ho eitzo. However, we know that this is the ikar eitzo, which is litzoi klashem yizborach, ad ono oshis eitzois benafshi, which is to cry out, Hashem, Hashem, I need eitzo toiva. How long am I going to search for eitzo? Ulahashlich Yehovah Yalashem Yisborach, and to place oneself completely in Hashem's hands, velismo yichol of Yisborach levad, and to rely only on Hashem, to beg Hashem, you guide me, you show me the right way, you show me what to do, what not to do. Vezeh bechinas goyrol, this is the concept of where a person makes a lottery. Shemashlich atzoso Yalashem Yisborach, where the person saying, I can't decide. I don't feel qualified to decide which thing to do. So you know what I'm going to do? I'll put it in Hashem's hands. I'm going to leave it to chance, in quotes. Let Hashem decide which one I should do. By me putting these things here, whichever one Hashem will have me choose, that'll be a sign that Hashem wants me to choose that path. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, in the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, Ato Toimich Goyroli, you Hashem, you determine my goyrol, you determine my lot. Ukamay Shekosva, and the pasuk says, Becheik Yutales HaGoyrol, the goyrol is placed, kaviochel, you know, in Hashem's lap, putting it in Hashem's lap. Vezeh bechinas ha-goyrol shel Yom HaKippurim. And with this, we could understand the whole concept of this special avoid of Yom Kippur, of drawing these lots. Shemachmas ribui hu avoinois shel kol Yisroel, shel kol Hashono, shetzrichin lehizvadeis aleim al asur lazozel, because of the many sins of all of Klal Yisroel from throughout the entire year, which we have to confess, and we place them on this goat, this Soer Lazozel, machmaze kosher levarer hoemes ezel Hashem veezel azazel. Because of that, our thinking becomes clouded. We don't have clarity. We don't see the light. We don't know which one is Lashem and which one is Azazel. We don't know which way is up and which way is down. Kiyem al yedei ha-goyrol, only by drawing these lots. Vayidei ze daiko nizbarer ho-etzo hamitis. And it's through that we come to clarity. We get to know what to do. Vayidei ze daiko nichnas ha-goyin kod lefnai v'lefnim lebechinas kodesh ha-kadoshim levin shesiyah leluchay seven sham desham. And that was the key. That's what enabled the Kohen Gadol to enter into the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctum, to the Evan Shasir, the Luchos Evan, the Oz Nichlal Im HaTorah BaKodesh HaElyon, and then the Kohen Gadol plugged into the Luchos, the Torah. He plugged into this highest level of Kedusha. Vaydeze Himshich Hamtoko L'chol Hadinim Sheboilam. And that's how the Kohen Gadol was able to achieve and to draw a Hamtoko for all Midas Hadin of the entire world. Shehu Bechinas Slichas Kol Ho'avoinois, which was in the form of forgiveness for all sins. Shekol Hisgabrus Hadinim Al Yodam, whereby we know the whole Hisgabrus of Midas Hadin comes from sins. Like the Gemara says, Ein Yisurim B'loi Ovoin, Ein Misa B'loi Chet, Ein Yisurim B'loi Ovoin. So we know that Misa, Yisurim, Midas Hadin all comes from Avoinai, sins. The Kohen Gadol achieved a forgiveness of all sins. That means he achieved a Hamtoko of all Midas Hadin. That's why it says on Yom Kippur, Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letayr eschem mikol chatesechem lifnei Hashem titoru. You'll be purified before Hashem. It's brought that the word titoru is also begematria keser, the crown, showing that on Yom Kippur, or everything is this number 10. It's the 10th day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Kohen Gadol went into the 10th level of Kedusha, and we're plugging into this Keser, which is this Seichel Ho'elyoin HaKoylel, this highest level of Seichel, where we can be Mamtik all Dinim from there. V'homon yemach shemoi hipil pur ha-hu-agoyrol v'rotza livgoyim b'kolze. Homon's making his lottery was because he wanted to be poigame in all of that. He wanted to achieve the opposite of all of that. Note, interestingly, that the Tikkun HaZeras draws the connection between Yom Kippur and Purim. And it says that Yom Kippur is called in the Torah Yoim Kippurim, a day like Purim, similar to Purim, meaning Purim is higher. Yom Kippur comes close to Purim. Here we see the connection between the two, that both of them represent this Seichel HaKoylel. Ki sovar sheyesh lo koyach lezgaber afilu neged seichel hu'elyon shebichnas kodesh kadoshim. Because Haman thought that he had the power even to overcome the seichel hu'elyon, the kodesh kadoshim, machmas shero shekvar hisgabro hasitra achro ve'chriva sabeis hamikdosh afilu esbeis kodesh kadoshim. Because he saw that the sitra achro was so strong that it had already destroyed the beis hamikdosh, including the kodesh kadoshim. Say thought, ube'emes hoyo eist tzore gedoilos. And reality, it was a terrible, dangerous time for Klal Yisrael. Ki kemat hoyo lo koyach linak gamishom. Because Haman almost had the power even to draw mamish from the keser, from the highest level. V'alkein nisyaitz litloises mordechai al eitz gavoye chamishim amo. And that's also why he came up with the idea, the eitzah, of hanging Mordechai on a tree 50 amos high, ki rotzol his gaber keneged shar hachamishim daiko, because Haman wanted to do battle against the shar hachamishim, the 50th level, shehu seichel ho elyoin hakoylel, which is also a term used to describe this seichel ho elyoin hakoylel. Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in Likutei Maran Chelek Aleph in Torah Nun Vov, where he speaks about Mikveh Nun, the Mikveh of Shavuos, the Mikveh of the 50th level, which is this Seichel HaKoylel. Ukemvur Ktzas Leelmiz, and as we discussed earlier about this, Avol Ishbar Loyeda Goydel HaKoyach Shel Mordechai. However, this fool Haman didn't know the incredible power of Mordechai HaTzadik. Shehu Bechinas HaTzadik Huemes Shebechol Doer. Mordechai represents the true Tzadik of each and every generation. Shezocho Al Yedei Tzaakosoi Uchuvosoi Val Yedei Atzaokois Vatachnunem Shechnes B'Yisroel At Shezocho L'Seichel HaGavoyo Oid Yoyser V'Yoyser. So that Mordechai HaTzadik, through his crying to Hashem and through his tshuva, and by inspiring Klal Yisrael to cry to Hashem and to do a real tshuva, he was zeicha to a higher level seichel than what Haman could reach up to. Lebechinas besomim roish. We find the Gemara says, where do we see a remez for Mordechai in the Torah? It's where the Torah speaks about the Shemen Hamishcha. And there it uses the term besomim roish, mordroer. And mordroer, the Targum is Mordechai. So we see that Mordechai was also roish. He was besomim roish. Sheshom hoyachizas Mordechai kanal. Mordechai at Tzadik was plugged into this very high level. Shem bechinas shemen amishcho, sheboi nimshach kodesh kodoshim biatzmoi kanal. Mordechai at Tzadik was plugged into the shemen hamishcho, which is what gave the kodesh hakodoshim its kedusha. That's what was used to anoint the kodesh hakodoshim, the whole mishkan and all the kelim. Kiles machshovo tfiso klal ad hechon oile hatzadik huemes l'seichel gavoya ve'elyoin v'ne'el amoid. Because we cannot fathom whatsoever the incredible high level of seichel that the tzadik has the ability to go up to be able to draw hamtoka sadinim from there, to be mamtik all the dinim of the world, ad shenes hapech hadover, to the point where Mordechai HaTzadik succeeded in reversing the whole thing completely, v'tolu es Haman al zeho eitz hagavoya chamishim daika, whereby they hung Haman on that tree that was 50 amos high. Kishom daika hi piluhu, because it was on the 50th level that they knocked Haman out. Kize ikar bechinas hamtokas ubitul hadinim bishoroshom. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, here you'll see a pictorial view of exactly how this happens, how this hamtokas hadinim bishoroshom happens, how we're mamtik vidin at its source. Shehelu eshomon vasitrachro ad seichel huelyoin. First, they lifted up Haman, they elevated him to the Seichel Hu'elyon, Shebechinas Shara Chamishim, which is the concept at his 50th level. Vishom Beiraru Mimenu Shoyresh Achizosei Bigdusha, and there they extracted from him, they selected from him his connection to the Kedusha, Ad Shehifsiku V'Korsu Chiyusei Misharoshoi, thereby cutting off his Chiyus, his lifeline, from its source. Va'oz takeif nofal nefilo shein lo tekuma. And that's when Haman fell a permanent fall. Ki kol chiyusoi hu kishayonim miyagdusha. Because the whole chiyus of the sitrachra, of the klipois, of the tuma is when they draw from kedusha. Avol kishehe elohu lesham. But when they elevated Haman up to the 50th level, ubeiraru chiyusay mimenu, and they extracted his chiyus from him, they took out his chiyus from him, azai nofal memelel hashoel tachtius, then he automatically fell to the lowest levels, vachamas hamelech shochocho. And the pasuk says over there that once Haman and his sons were hung, then the anger of the king subsided completely. I'm sorry, that pasuk is written by Vashti. When Vashti was killed, it says, "Vachamas hamelech shochocho," that the anger of the king was completely subdued. It's brought again that shochocho is bigematria Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one, the tzaddik, as we're saying here, he's the one who has the ability to be mamtik v'din completely. We know that the Midas Adin is called Charoin Af, the anger of Hashem. Rabbi Nezal brings that Moshe is Bigimatria Charoin Af. He is the opposite. He's the one who has the ability to neutralize completely this anger of Hashem, this Midas Adin. Shenimtiku kol hadinim sheboilam, whereby all the dinim that in the world were eliminated at the time. O Mordechai Atzadik lokach kol gedulosoyim emshaltoi kanal. And Mordechai Atzadik took all of Haman's greatness and all of his authority, all of that was transferred to Mordechai, HaTzadik. As the pasuk says, Vatosem Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman. Esther Amalka appointed Mordechai over the house of Haman. Kikol nitzutzois hatoiv shehoya begdulosei v'yoshroi. Because all the sparks of good, of kedusha, that were found within Haman's greatness, within Haman's wealth, Shemishom Hisgaber Berishosoi, whereby that's what gave him the power to rise in power in Rishus, Verotzo Lahamshicham Ala Sitra Achra, and he wanted to draw those sparks of Kedusha into the Sitra Achra, Ule Hisgaber Al Yisrael, and to overcome Klal Yisrael, Hakoil Lokach Mordechai BeKedusha Gedoyla, Mordechai with his great Kedusha retrieved all of that. He took all of that back. Haman and his sons and his whole group, Shehem Sige Hadinim, which represents the essence of Midas Hadin, Tachlis Hazuama, the super filth, Tolu Al Hoetz HaShrehech LeMordechai, he was hung on the tree that he prepared for Mordechai, V'naflu Be'ein Tekuma, and they fell a permanent fall. Kain yoivdu koloivecho Hashem. So too should all of your enemies, Hashem, have a complete and permanent downfall.